Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The President of Iran has strongly criticised the US and other UN Security Council members for blocking a bid by Russia and China to delay the reintroduction of nuclear sanctions on Tehran this weekend. Speaking on the sidelines of the General Assembly in New York, Masoud Pezeshkian said Iran would never seek nuclear weapons and was prepared to be fully transparent about its highly enriched uranium. Earlier, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Tehran had a terrible experience negotiating with the US.
When the current US administration called for dialogue, Iran responded in good faith. Five rounds of talks were held. On the eve of the sixth, Israel, with US backing, attacked nuclear facilities in Iran and murdered our scientists, including women and children. This was state terrorism.
The medical charity MSF says it suspended all work in Gaza City because of Israel's offensive. The organisation says its clinics are encircled by Israeli forces, with tanks advancing less than a kilometre away from healthcare facilities. The World Health Organization has described the situation as disturbing and alarming. Tarek Yasarevich is a WHO spokesperson.
What is happening is that you have displacement orders. It's affected hundreds of health facilities. And even if hospitals are not asked to evacuate, there is a lack of access, there is a violence just nearby, and that can put them out of service.
Israel has described Gaza City as the last stronghold of Hamas. Health officials say hundreds of thousands of people are unable to flee from the area. Elon Musk's name has appeared in files relating to the late American paedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein. The documents have been released by Democrats in the US and include a reference to the tech billionaire potentially visiting the sex offenders' island in 2014. Here's David Willis.
Mr. Musk was previously quoted as saying that he had declined an invitation from Epstein to visit the island, and earlier this year he accused the Trump administration of concealing information about Donald Trump's association with Jeffrey Epstein. The documents also include a record of Prince Andrew accompanying Jeffrey Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, on a flight from New Jersey to Florida in May of 2000. Other prominent figures, including Bill Gates, Donald Trump's former advisor Steve Bannon, and the internet entrepreneur Peter Thiel, also feature in the documents.
The French authorities say they're investigating threats made against the judge who jailed the former President Nicolas Sarkozy for 5 years for criminal conspiracy. The magistrates' union said the judge, Nathalie Gavarino, had received death threats following Thursday's verdict. The judge ruled that Mr. Sarkozy knew his campaign team had tried to take money from the former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. BBC News. The Electoral Commission in Moldova has banned a pro-Russian party from taking part in Sunday's general election. It follows a court ruling which restricted the Heart of Moldova party, part of a pro-Russia coalition, for 12 months following bribery allegations. The party's leader condemned the decision as abusive. The two US television station groups that were refusing to air the late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, even after the ABC network ended his suspension, have said they'll bring him back. Nexstar and the Sinclair Group, which service dozens of local television stations, said they're resuming broadcasts of the live show tonight. ABC suspended his show after comments he made on the death of the right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk, but it reversed course within a week amid outrage over free speech. Donald Trump says he's ordering his administration to declassify and release secret government records related to the 1937 disappearance of the American aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart as she flew over the Pacific Ocean. Mr. Trump wrote on social media the pilot's story has captivated millions. Earhart's disappearance during an attempt to circumnavigate the globe spawned numerous theories. The English footballer Harry Kane has broken a European scoring record after reaching the milestone of 100 goals for Bayern Munich in 104 matches, Warren Bull reports.
Harry Kane left the London club Tottenham Hotspur in 2023 with the aim of winning the first silverware of his career. In return, German giants Bayern Munich expected lots of goals from the England captain, and both sides have delivered. After helping Bayern win the Bundesliga title in May, Kane has now reached the 100-goal mark in record time for the top five leagues in Europe. In doing so, he's overtaken the record set by Cristiano Ronaldo at Real Madrid, which was equaled by Erling Haaland for Manchester City. They both reached a century of goals in 105 games.
BBC News.